me a favor. Does sardine look okay to you?
Well, it's hard to tell. Is it running a fever?
What the heck?
Where'd you learn to eat? SeaWorld?
Put it away, Benson.
Well, won't you carry a purse, Krause, like other women?
I got this new garbage can for Pete.
Thanks a lot, Krause. I'm going to get this over to my office. Can't wait to try it out.
Yes.
Hey, you forgot your lunch.
Yeah, really is class.
So, Benson, how would you like a nice cheeseburger for lunch with a slice of raw onion and fresh tomato and a delicious potato salad?
That sounds great. Thanks, Krause.
It's a special at the Melody Cafe today. Enjoy yourself.
I must be getting tired. I didn't see that coming.
Sir, I didn't insult him.
Oh, yes, you did.
Well, it wasn't meant as an insult.
Benson, you're a narrow-minded, unreasonable manipulator.
Now, wait a minute. What did I do?
See, Benson thinks it's an insult.
Right, all right. So I insulted Fred Crandall. He's still going to pull the Sunshine Toaster Company out of this state and move it to Singapore.
Wait a minute. He can't do that, can he? Doesn't he have to abide by the stockholders' vote?
Oh, he's more than happy to.
Well, that corporate report says he only holds 15% of the stock.
Yes, but he also holds the proxy to J.B. Gallagher's 36%.
Which gives him a majority, so he can do anything he wants to.
And since it was his idea to move the company...
We can kiss our toasters goodbye.
And 800 jobs.
Well, did anybody try to go over Crandall's head to J.B. Gallagher in person?
Now, that's a good idea, Clayton.
Oh, really? To a billionaire like J.B. Gallagher, Sunshine Toasters is small change. I'm sure she's not even aware she holds the stock.
Well, in that case, I think we should try to contact her.
Ah, Benson, you know nothing about how the very rich live. They surround themselves with toadies. You'll never get through to her.
Where does she live?
She lives outside Houston in a little town called Gallagher.
Yeah, sure, when she's not at her villa in Mallorca, her townhouse in Boston, or her ski lodge at Vail.
Yes, operator, could you get me a listing for J.B. Gallagher in Gallagher, Texas, please?
Manson, you are so stubborn. I guarantee you the number is not listed.
Yes, well, thank you.
Well, that number is probably her lawyers or her business managers or her tennis pros or whatever.
Hello. I'd like to speak to J.B. Gallagher, please.
You're wasting your time.
Well, I didn't expect you to answer in person. Is it yes or is it? Judy Bob. Yeah. Sure, I'd be happy to call you Judy Bob. You can call me Benson. Listen, Judy Bob, if you have a few minutes, I'd like to talk to you about a company called Sunshine Toasters. Yes, I'll wait while you put your things in the dryer.
Benson, can I see you for a moment?
Yes, come on in, Governor. I could use a friendly face.
Okay, Clayton, come on in. Benson, Clayton tells me that you don't want him at this first meeting with J.B. Gallagher.
And I'm the expert on Sunshine Toaster, sir. Don't forget that. I'm the expert.
He's the expert.
Governor, for this first meeting with Judy Bob, I would rather not bother her with a lot of technical detail.
But it is not detail. It's important information.
Be that as it may, I've established a pretty good rapport with Judy Bob on the phone, and I'd rather strengthen that before I hit her with important information.
All right, Benson, I trust your judgment. I'm sorry, Clayton, you're going to have to sit this one out.
May I be at the second meeting?
Yes.
Have it! Anybody home?
What is going on around here?
I'm looking for Benson Dubois. Any one of you birds him?
What's the meaning of this masquerade?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't introduce myself. I'm Judy Bob Gallagher.
Woman, you're about 2 inches from a straitjacket.
Are you all right?
Were you boys sucking on a jerk before I got here?
Get out of that ridiculous costume and go on back to the kitchen.
Who is Miss Krause?
I'm Krause. Who wants to know?
It's amazing. much she looked like Miss Cross.
Governor, if you don't mind, I'm going to take a couple of days off.
Benson, what's the matter with you? Ever since lunch, you've been acting strange.
Did you watch Judy, Bob? She can't keep her hands off me.
Well, she's just being friendly.
Friendly? Clayton, when a woman touches your arm, she's saying, let's be friends. When she squeezes your knee,
She is a single woman.
Now? But she's been married 14 times.
And she's interested in you for number 50.
I don't think that's funny.
Benson, turn on the charm.
Forget it.
Do you want the toaster company to remain in this state?
Is President bow-legged?
Better flatter, flirt, neck if necessary.
I'll be in my office.
Hey there, honey. Oh, it's your boys been looking for me. Sorry we took so long.
No, we had to stop at the airport and pick up Lyndon.
I don't go anywhere without Lyndon.
Judy, Bob, I think he likes me.
Lyndon, honey, this here is the governor, and this is Slim. And this cute little cupcake is Benson.
Ah, give me a kiss.
That was Lyndon wanted a kiss.
Judy, Bob, please come sit down.
Thank you, Slim. You're a real gentleman.
So, Judy Bob, am I correct in assuming that you're going to help us keep the Sunshine Toaster Company in our state?
You're darn tootin'. I don't want 800 Americans out of work. I'll instruct Crandall to vote my proxy in favor of staying in this state.
Well, you know, that's great news, because I've got a lot of work piling up in my office, and if you don't mind, Judy Bob, I'm going to be moseying along.
Whoa there, cupcake.
There is one thing. According to my tally, Judy Bob, your proxy alone is not enough to swing the vote. However, if you were to appear in front of the board in person...
I'd get the strays back in the herd.
Exactly.
Well, now, Slim, that's worth discussing over dinner.
Oh, well, that would be my pleasure.
Not you, Slim. Cupcake.
Well, actually, yeah. See, I'm not allowed to have dinner. Doctor's orders.
Benson.
Clayton.
You boys fighting over me?
You might say that.
Well, you can hang up your spurs, Slim. You ain't got a chance. This cowpoke's the most man I've met in many a year.
You've met most of them, huh?
Benson.
Tell him he's not only cute and sexy, he's funny, too. Ain't that so, Governor?
We enjoy him.
Well, I'll send my car for you around 8.
Ow.
We'll find us a cozy spot. Adios, Cupcake.
Hey, Cupcake.
Shut up, Pete.
Ah, hello, Cupcake.
How would you like to be surrounded by potatoes?
I hear you and Judy Bob went for Chinese last night.
Where did you hear that?
It's right here in Capital Chatter. What budget director was seen holding hands last night with a famous Texas millionaireess at Mandarin Mike's?
I wasn't holding hands with her. I was teaching her how to use chopsticks.
Forget it, Benson. It's all over town. You two are linked romantically. Look, they even got a photograph.
Say, that's a good-looking woman.
Let me see that.
Today, Capital Chatter. Tomorrow, the National Enquirer.
Judy Bob Gallagher nightclubbing with her current amour, Benson Dubois. Where did he get that current amour business?
I wrote it. You think it makes you sound like a dashing young bachelor?
You wrote it?
Yeah, is that a problem?
Good morning, honey.
Guess you two want to be alone, huh? Get out of here.
Judy Bob, I'm glad you dropped by. We've got to discuss this.
I saw it. Now, don't propose to me. I'd have to turn you down. You see, I just found me number 15.
What'd you do? Have room service? Send somebody up?
I'm on my way to Kuwait. There's an oil prince there, suddenly become single. I'm off to the airport now.
Yeah, but Judy Bob, if you're not here, I'm afraid we won't be able to sway the members of the board.
Honey, you're talking toasters. I'm talking love. But don't you worry, sugar. There's always number 16.
Did you hear? Judy Bob Gallagher.
I know. She just left.
But don't panic. Now, I have a plan.
Okay.
We dress Miss Krause up to look like Judy Bob Gallagher, and we fool everybody at the meeting.
That's your plan?
Yeah.
Now can I panic?
This is a list of Judy Bob's holdings. You might want to familiarize yourself with that. Here is an interesting article on import-export tariffs. I've underlined some of the salient points.
Now, Clayton, I've only got about an hour and 45 minutes. Just give me the basics. I don't have time to cram for a final exam.
Don't snap at me, Benson. This wasn't my dumb plan.
Well, it certainly wasn't my dumb plan.
Well, whose dumb plan was it?
Actually, it was my dumb plan.
Well, let's work out the details.
Yes, I thought we'd begin by my briefing you on the board of directors, Crandall, Randall, and Daniel.
Crandall, Randall, and Daniel.
Crandall is the big guy, although Randall is taller, and Daniel is short with a mustache.
I see.
Not Crandall has the mustache, Randall has the glasses, Daniel I've never met.
Well, I've met Daniel and Randall. Of course, Crandall I've only read about.
Oh, gentlemen, I'm afraid I'm lost already. I don't even remember why we were having this conversation.
Board of directors.
I certainly am.
Look, let's do this logically.
No, let's do it simply. Just tell me their first names.
Fred.
Crandall.
Right.
And Randall?
Right.
Right what?
Fred.
Crandall and Randall have the same first name.
As Daniel.
They all three have the same first name.
God, at last we've got that straight.
Listen, everybody. I've been practicing my Texas accent.
I thought it was agreed that you weren't going to speak.
Well, this is just in case of an emergency. Okay, listen to this. Howdy, partner.
Well, that's great, except it doesn't sound like Judy Bob.
Fine, get rich little.
We found a cowgirl outfit that will fit.
That is a little gaudy, isn't it? Where did you get that thing?
A buddy of mine went to a Halloween party dressed as Tammy Wynette.
You must have a fascinating private life.
Cute. Gretch, I think you should try it on just in case we have to alter it.
Oh, yeah. Benson, can I use your bathroom?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hey, be careful now. Don't ruin my buddy's dress.
Yeah.
Daddy, you know, they're not going to believe Miss Krause is Judy Bob.
Oh, so you think it's a dumb plan too, huh?
No, I'm talking about Lyndon.
I thought they were all named Fred.
Benson, Lyndon is the parrot. Oh, my Lord, we don't have a parrot.
Glad to be of some help.
Oh, she's right. We've got to get a parrot.
I know where we can get a parrot. There's a Romanian guy lives downstairs from me. He's got a parrot.
I take it back. Your private life isn't fascinating. It's silly.
Give the Romanian whatever he wants, but get that parrot.
And I'm on my way.
Congratulations, Miss Krause. You're beginning to sound like a Texan.
That was me. I sat on a spur.
Common household accident.
Hello, Benson. The dress fits perfectly. Here's your stapler back. Wait till you see.
Come on out, Krause.
I'm not coming out. I look stupid.
We've never stopped you before.
All right, I'm coming out, but none of your smart remarks, Benson. Well, do I look like Judy Bob Gallagher?
No, Krause, you look like $100 worth of junk jewelry.
That's it, I'm going back in.
Oh, you can't. We don't have another outfit that will fit.
I got it.
What? The parrot.
There's only one problem.
What's that?
He's stuffed.
Good, then we don't have to feed it.
Oh, I need to be stuffed.
Oh. You brought us a dead parrot?
That's what I was waiting on. All this time, I thought he was just being quiet.
Gee, Lyndon was always talking. He was always saying things like, Lyndon's a pretty boy, and hello, Daddy.
Do that again.
Hello, Daddy.
At least that gives me an idea. Gretchen, does Katie still have that walkie-talkie?
Yeah.
We can put a walkie-talkie in Pete's jacket, and he can carry the bird. We can put Denise in the governor's closet with another walkie-talkie, and she can pretend to be the parrot's voice.
Oh. Hey, that's a good plan, Benson.
Don't do that, Pete.
That is a good plan, Benson.
There's just one thing that worries me.
What's that?
I'm beginning to think like the governor.
Benson, I think somebody ought to tell Clayton and the governor what we're doing.
There's no time. They're having lunch with the board of directors. Okay, let's test it.
Okay. Lyndon's a pretty boy.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed your lunch, so why don't we just step into my office?
Katie, into the closet. Pete, keep your bird up.
Klaus, you've got a terrible look on your face. You're right, there's nothing we can do about it. Okay, Governor, come on in.
Thank you, Benson.
Ah, Mr. Randall.
Crandall.
That's right, Crandall with a mustache. And you are...
Randall.
Right. Mr. Daniel.
Call me Fred.
I was planning to. Yes, I'd like for you to meet Pete Downey and Lyndon. And, of course, you know Mrs. Gallagher.
Never had the pleasure.
Nor I.
We met once. Hello, Judy Bob.
I'd like for you to meet Clayton.
We've met.
Oh, you've met Clayton. Well, Clayton, meet Judy Bob.
Ah, howdy, Judy Bob. Are you enjoying your visit?
Thanks a lot. This is Lyndon.
Hello, Mr. Endicott.
Very smart bird. Gentlemen, why don't we get down to business?
Gentlemen, as you know, we are here to talk toasters.
Toasters, broasters, waffle irons. What we are talking about is commerce.
I don't get it.
Quiet, Lyndon. Mr. Randall is speaking.
I'm trying.
Oh. Well, anyway, Fred has the floor.
I think I've made my position more than clear. I'd like to hear what Judy Bob has to say.
Me too. I'm for that.
Well, I think Judy Bob's written statement on the subject covers the point quite adequately.
Yeah. I mean, yup.
Cannot get over that bird knowing my name.
Look, Judy Bob, Fred is just trying to make the company more profitable. As a stockholder, I'm sure you understand that.
And frankly, Fred and I agree with Fred.
Well, good, gentlemen. Can we get down to discussing the 800 jobs?
What are you doing? Your arm is going numb.
I'll put the bird on your other arm.
Well, I can't. He's asleep right now.
He was just talking.
He talks in his sleep.
Forget about the bird, and let's talk about the toaster factory.
Thank you. Sound asleep.
Perhaps we should hear from Mr. Randall.
To tell you the truth, I'm on the fence. I could go either way. If Judy Bob feels strongly about asking me to vote with her, then I'll vote with her.
Me too.
Well, be assured she does feel strongly.
I'd like to hear it from her.
You mean have her say it?
Out loud?
Judy Bob, do you honestly believe it would be better to keep the factory here?
Just say yup or nope.
Let her answer. Do you want us to cancel the Singapore move?
You bet your boots, buckaroo!
Then I'm with Judy.
And I'm with Fred.
And I'm outvoted.
And I'm amazed.
And the factory stays here.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, I'm glad that's settled.
Judy Bob, no hard feelings. Can I get you a drink?
Oh, no. Judy Bob has a plane to catch. Pete, Clayton, let's get Judy Bob on that plane. Pronto, forthwith. So long, Judy Bob.
Achoo!
Keep your bird warm.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen?
She gets around.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming by and for all the help you have given our state.
Let's get back to the office and start charting a new course. Mr. Duane?
Goodbye, Fred. Goodbye, Fred. Goodbye, Fred.
Well, Benson, you still think it was a dumb idea?
Well, Governor, after all I've done today, I have no room to talk.
Can we come out now?
Sure, Katie. Denise, that was wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, it was fun, Benson. Here's your walkie-talkie, Katie.
Oh, thanks, Denise.
What was that all about?
Well, that was my part of the dumb plan. It was Denise in the closet there with a walkie-talkie. That was her voice you heard.
That was Denise? Oh, I see. So that way Miss Cross didn't have to talk at all.
Why didn't I think of that?